Before we start, maybe Rosemary, can you start us off by explaining what primary progressive aphasia is for our listeners who might be unfamiliar with this neurological condition?
Yeah, certainly. It's unfortunate, I think, that speech and language therapy is full of terms which need a lot of explanation. It's a real shame, but not many people even know what aphasia is. So let's take one bit at a time. Aphasia is an acquired language problem, a problem that's caused by damage to the language processing parts of the brain, and it can result in difficulties with understanding language, which includes reading, understanding what you read, understanding what you hear, and encoding what you want to say. So you'll have an idea in your head, but you can't put it into words and sentences necessarily. And aphasia is probably most commonly caused by stroke, but we're here to talk about a progressive type of aphasia, which is a form of dementia, frontotemporal lobe dementia. So in this condition, the parts of the brain which are involved in processing language are affected by abnormal proteins being deposited in that area. And so the result is a progressive language loss over time. And the reason it's called primary progressive aphasia is that the language is leading the dementia. Right. People often think of dementia as being memory problems, and there are obviously types of dementia which fit into that kind of pattern, but this is a language-led dementia.
Right. That's really interesting to hear about as well, like you said. Is it a rare condition, or how?
Yes, it is a rare condition. It's one of the rare dementias. Mm-hmm. There are subcategories of PPA.
Right.
It's a condition which there's been a great deal of research into in recent years, and therefore there's much more understanding of the different types of variant that can exist. And that really helps us as clinicians and as researchers, because it helps us to specify what we can do to help people with the condition.
Yeah. How do you work with people living with PPA then?
One thing you can do that really makes a difference is to equip the partner with an understanding of communication strategies.
Right.
And the, you know, I always say a good partner gets you a long way. It's a bit like Strictly when you have a rubbish dancer and then the pro comes along and all of a sudden they're dancing.
Yeah. Exactly.
And conversation's a bit like that.
Right.
And you can really enjoy the moment if, you know, you've got somebody leading you.
Of course.
Conversation is again, it's like the glue of relationships.
Yeah,
it's what holds you together. Even if there's not many words, you can still have conversation. Yeah. The key thing is to get it out there that speech language therapy is valuable
in
primary progressive aphasia. I think too many people tend to discount it and think, well, communication's deteriorating, why bother?
Right.
But in fact, PPA is quite a slowly progressive condition often.
Okay.
And if you think of the number of conversations you have day to day, isn't it worth doing something?
Definitely.
I mean, the way I work slightly differently at Discover, we work with similar conversation therapy model to Anna, but in groups. So we're introducing people, relatives and people with a diagnosis, to one another, which is incredibly helpful because people feel much less alone.
Mm.